All right, November 3, Foxtrot Hotel Whiskey. Do you copy? Over. Okay, sounds great. See you, man. N1DXR, N1DXR, November 1, Delta X-Ray Romeo. November 3, Fox Hotel Whiskey. You copy, Tony? Over. Roger, roger. You're 10 over 9. 10 over 9, Baltimore, Maryland. Over.
Sounds good. Actually, give me another shout. I wasn't watching the meter there.
Let's see. Radio. 40 meters, November 3, Foxtrot, Hotel Whiskey.
Yep, that's about a 5.8. What kind of power are you running there?
Yeah, 100 watts into a G5RV Mini up in the attic. So I have antenna restrictions here, so not the best working conditions, but it works out pretty good. Over.
Roger, roger. I hear that. I'm in the same boat. Fortunately, I do have a backyard, so I was able to throw up a Delta X-Ray Echo, which is a four-band dipole. You can see that on the QRZ page. And it seems to do pretty well for most stuff, though I would really like a beam. But again, I was talking to you earlier about the budget, and this is it. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. Hey, man, I love wire antennas. I got to tell you, I've never had a beam except when I worked the club station when I was at University of Maryland. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty happy with my setup. I have two G5RV Minis up there. The one I'm talking to you right now is an inverted V, and we can actually switch over to the other one. I just need to tune it up, but I can switch over on the next go. And that inverted V is pointing kind of north-south. So that's probably working better for me to you. And then I have one that's pretty much a straight dipole, full run, east-west. And, I got back into this in February of this year. I've worked, I got 130, 140 DXCC contacts, 90. Actually, I have 100 of them confirmed as of this week. And I just got my WAS confirmed. Rhode Island was my last state, and I just got the Logbook of the World confirmation this week. So, I've been able to do that with just those little wires, so they work pretty well. N1DXR, N3FHW.
Yeah, N3FHW, N1DXR. Glad to hear you got your WAS. That's what I'm working on now, along with DX Charlie Charlie. I got back into it after a very long hiatus. I bought a Radio Shack, I forget the model number of that radio, but a Radio Shack Mobile back in late 80s, and I used that for quite a bit mobile with 35 watts of power. I was doing what most people can't do with a kilowatt today on 10 meters, but I did make a lot of contacts. I just wish I had asked for a QSL card, because now I'm asking for one of my lots of a lot of power keys out there, so I have to do it all over again. Got a radio, got back into it about November of last year, and I hung up a dipole in my garage because playing around outside the cells that the other didn't suit me. And I made a lot of contacts with just a homemade 10-meter dipole that I wanted to test. And then this spring, I bought this DX Echo Echo, and that's allowed me to get on other bands. Unfortunately, this old radio, like I told you,
yeah, no, that's fine. Hey, I just switched to the other antenna. Radio, 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 radio. Any change in the S units? Over. Yet.
3FHW N1DX, are you still there?
Yeah, do you copy me? Over.
Yep, still do, still do. We're both on upper sideband. What were you asking?
I said I just switched over to the other antenna, the straight dipole. Any change in my S meter? Over.
Just a little bit lower, a little bit lower. But other than that, it's fine. No, you receive.
All right, roger. I went back to the other one. Yeah, the inverted V works a lot better. It's more omni. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of times where I can't pick up signals with the straight dipole. And then I flip over to this inverted VG5RV Mini, and I hear it. So I tell you what, since 10 meters has been open, I've probably worked an additional 20 DXCC, so it's worked out pretty good there, Tony. Real good. Well, hey, look, we're confirmed. We're good. You got Maryland. What other ones do you need? Over.
I didn't quite copy that. What other states do I need?
Yeah, roger. What other states? Yeah, Roger. I'm on LOTW, so you're good there. You know, I would check for Ohio and West Virginia. Just stick up here on 40. It's probably easiest to work them. And then Wyoming's probably 20 meters. I think they had a CUSO party not too long ago back in the summertime. But you may want to check when the Wyoming CUSO party's going on. That might be a good time to get them all. Hey, I need to head out and get my kid here, Tony. But it's been a pleasure to work in, and I'm glad we could work this schedule and you're able to get Maryland confirmed. I'll put you in Logbook of the World by tomorrow. I usually upload them at the end of the week. So back to you for a final there, Tony, and 73. Also, I may pop this CUSO up on my webpage if you want to listen to it. N1DXR from November 3, Fox Hotel Whiskey. All right, Tony, real good. Yeah, if you want to check online, on my QRZ page is a link to my my webpage, which is n3fhw.us. I have a bunch of QSL cards, satellite QSOs, interesting QSOs I do. I record them. I'll record this one, pop it up there, and you can listen in, hear how your radio's doing. 73, N1DXR, N3FHW, 73, and bye-bye.